Loose Man here, and I had a chance to talk with the one, the only, Rob Halford, the metal god of Judas Priest, and it was a pretty cool thing for me to get to do. He's got a brand new book out called Confess. It's available now. It's his autobiography, and it covers his life from his earliest memories to now. You can buy it wherever books are sold, and it comes in all kinds of formats, from hardcover, softcover. You can get it digital. You can get it on audiobooks, where Rob will read you the book himself. And now, please, check out my interview with the metal god, Rob Halford.
Hello, Phil. Is this Phil?
This is Phil, Rob. How are you, sir?
Hello, Phil. It's your metal god. I'm doing great. It's great to speak with you, man. How's it going? How's everything up in your part of the world?
It's going pretty good. It's my pleasure to interview you, sir, as I am a pretty huge Judas Priest fan myself. If I could fangirl for 1 second.
Beautiful.
1 second.
Beautiful.
I'm in a band called Electric Eye.
No way. Oh, my God. This is great. Oh, I love that. I love that. I love when these kinds of bands that are playing at the Priest. See, you guys are amazing because while we're away doing whatever we're doing in other parts of the world, you're keeping that live power of Priest roaring out with your band. So that's great news, man. I'll have to check you out on the internet and find some video of what you do. Are you the singer?
I do. I do the singing and the rhythm guitar.
That's right, man. That's really cool. And you called Electric Eye?
We called the band Electric Eye because the first song we learned to play was the song You've Got Another Thing Coming. And we still play it in our sets.
Wow.
We're not a tribute band.
Yeah.
We do about five or six pre-songs in our set.
But that's great, man. That's great. Oh, that's wonderful. And thank you for doing that because I know you're making a lot of people happy and giving them good time. So good for you, Phil. We really appreciate it.
Well, we're here in Aberdeen, Washington, Rob, and it's the hometown of what I like to call the two Kurts, Kurt Cobain of Nirvana and Kurt Vanderhoof of Metal Church, which I don't know if you ever met Kurt Cobain or if you know Kurt Vanderhoof of Metal Church, but you've toured with Metal Church. So do you know any of those guys?
Yeah, we did. We did. Yeah, we did. Didn't we do...
I want to say it was 91. It was like a big tour. Motorhead was on it and you guys. And
yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, yeah, I know Aberdeen for that musical statement right there. So, yeah, some potent music has come out of Aberdeen, for sure.
And I don't know if you knew this, Rob, but Kurt Cobain of Nirvana was a huge Judas Priest fan.
Well, now, that is incredible, because I wasn't aware of that. The first time in my life you just shared something that's very special, because I've been a Nirvana fan since their first recordings. I understood from those first moments that Kurt and the guys had something so unique and so powerful and special that this is just really cool news. I'm going to share this with a lot of my friends. That makes me feel good. You know, so many of us in music inspire each other and we're fans of each other's kind of work. But to know that he was a Priest fan, man, that's kind of bittersweet. I would have loved to have met the man and just sat down and hung out and talked music because he was a real cool guy. And so there you go. Beautiful, beautiful story.
Well, Rob, let's talk about your brand new book, your autobiography called Confess.
Okay.
Why was it important to you to write Confess?
So I've just had this glorious life in metal, Phil, you know, and outside of metal, because this book covers my life from my first earliest memories. Most of us are early memories, like going to school or those very kind of little nuggets of information that you retain, but they're all important building blocks of your life. So we go from there right up until the present day, and it's a privilege, man, what I've been doing in music. I've been so honored to have this life in metal and be loved and supported by so many beautiful fans around the world. You know, you give back, and one of the ways you can give back is to share some more parts about yourself that have not yet been expressed. And I just felt that, you know, there was probably inevitably going to be unauthorized biographies, like there's obviously been unauthorized biographies about Nirvana over the years, but if you want the real truth, then you have to go to the source, and that was the intention for me to do it now, because, man, I've lived a long life. You know, I'm slowly inching towards 70. It's a miracle, you know.
Yeah.
So that's a grand go I, and it's just a rich, rich life, and I want to get it kind of all documented and there for anybody that might be interested to check it out.
Early on in your life in the book, you wrote about being involved in a community theater. But I had heard, and I don't know if this is true, but I had heard somewhere that before Judas Priest,
you were a trained opera singer. Was there any truth to that whatsoever, or is that just a complete rumor?
You see, this is what's so good about a book called Confess, because I never had any formal training, you know. This is great. You always get these kind of urban myths and legends about a singer's band. It's just natural. But no, I did have some tuition in my early school adventures with the choirs and the productions that we would make. But in terms of formal training, none whatsoever. Having said that, I'm a massive opera fan. Everybody knows that Pavarotti is my guy as far as who I listen to when I'm in the mood for that. And opera singing is just, man, I can't understand how it works, because to hear a voice used in that way, it absolutely blows my mind. It makes me feel feeble, you know. put me against Pavarotti, and it kind of crushes me more ways than one. But no, that's just a little rumor. That's a good one.
Well, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction is coming up soon. You guys were nominated for this year. You're nominated once before, didn't get in. But how important is it to you, Rob, to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as Judas Priest?
It has its value, Phil. It's like the NBA Hall of Fame, the Football Hall of Fame, you know. You're with your friends, you're with your peers, you're with the people that, again, inspired you. And it's just a great place to look at and listen to and check out to see this glorious selection of people that have done special things in music, no matter what the genre is. So it would be nice to be there. You know, if we don't get in, we don't get in. But I think that we've always pushed for it because we feel that heavy metal needs to be represented a little bit more stronger. And so that would be the bonus for us, not only for Priest to get in there, but for this great, glorious heavy metal music to have its moment of recognition again.
Amen to that. Thank you, Rob. I really appreciate it. And I could talk to you all day, but unfortunately, our time's up.
Yeah, I could talk forever, especially when I know you do such wonderful things for Priest with your music and your friendship with everybody. All the best, Phil. I hope to get to see you someday.
Me too, Rob. That would be too cool. Hey, thank you very much again, and take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I want to thank my guest once again, Mr. Rob Halford, the metal god of Judas Priest. Such a cool interview. Such a cool guy. And make sure you get his book, Confess, available now on Hatchet Books. Available everywhere books are sold, digitally, online, audiobooks, you name it, you can find a copy of it. And if you look, you might even be able to find a signed copy.